This week's parasha, parasha Shlach from Chutz Laaretz. Has in it Michad Gisa, a very tragic story, which is the tragedy that we're still in today of the Golus, which all came from they're not appreciating the Madrega and the whole deterioration that happened. There's many, many lessons on many levels to be learned from this week's parasha L'inyoneinu. I'll B'Ktzara speak out two main nekudas. The first nekuda I want to show and bring out just to simply appreciate is Hanhogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meraglim, whatever their cheshbonos were, the Sfarim speak about what their cheshbonos were, that they were metzi dibas haaretz, v'kulam anoshim, and they were nichshal. B'seifo shel dovar, they had an agenda that they wanted to achieve. They directed Klal Yisrael towards the chait, and Klal Yisrael were nichshal and complained, and had big tainus. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, and they even preferred to die in the desert. And they were worried for their children, what's going to be, how the children nashenu tapenu yu lavaz, and it's better to die in the midbar than to see what's going to happen to their wives and to their children. How the enemy will destroy them. Klal Yisrael vayimasu be'eretz chemda. They were mayes in that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned for them. And they were punished. The punishment was a midah k'neged midah. In a lo yu'uman ki yasuper way. Down to the most finest detail. It was a midah k'neged midah. Everything the Meraglim wanted to achieve, so to speak, and complained about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them, that's what you want, it's exactly what you're going to get. You want to stay in the mid, you don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael? You won't go to Eretz Yisrael. You prefer not going to Eretz Yisrael? You won't be zoicha to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're afraid about your children, what's going to happen to them? Ach. You didn't trust in Hashem? Rest assured. Your kids, your wives, Noshim Urpachal Xera, your children, they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. They'll be Zoicha to go. Your children, for 40 days, Yom Lashona, for 40 years, you're going to drain the Midbar. Until you're going to be mechaper on your znus, on your steering away, going away from the derech of Hashem, the way that Hashem chose, which was the better way for you. B'neichem yoreim b'midbar arboim shona v'nosnim z'nechseichem antoim p'greichem b'midbar. B'mispar ayomim, mamish down to the finest detail, asher tartim so it's arts are boim yoim. Yoim lashono, yoim lashono, tisus av nisechem are boim shono, v'yedat and as to us. And there's something much more in the anagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them. Moshe Rabbeinu davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechaper on their chait. The chait of Klal Yisrael, they limited Kivyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving them an Eretz Chemda, Toiva Urochava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing that which is the best for them. Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you wipe out Klal Yisrael, if you punish them, It's going to be a horrific chilul Hashem. Your name will be disgraced because exactly that's what's going to be said. That chazaku mimenu, they complained. That the nations of the Shiva Amim of Eretz Yisrael are stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be able to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Pasuk, V'ulam, emor aleihem, chay oninu mashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shvua, chay oni. And in the previous, there's another Pasuk, V'ulam chay oni v'imolech v'id Hashem es kol ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shvua and he made another emphasis, V'imolech v'id Hashem es kol ha'aretz. The Meraglim wanted, and they were matzliach, to arouse Klal Yisrael to a bechi and to minimize by Klal Yisrael their bitochen and amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capabilities, the absolute opposite is going to happen. Al apam v'al chamosam. Adarab, v'yimolech v'yid Hashem es kol ha'aretz. Through the kiyum of the punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kovod will only become stronger and be revealed so much more. How? Klal Yisrael being in the Midbar for 40 years, a whole nation of millions of people, in a Midbar, in a place where nothing grows. And it's not for a few weeks, and it's not for a few months, it's for 40 years being sustained. Eating man, drinking mei be'er. It's a pele v'hafle. It's a pele v'hafle that all the nations of the world will wonder, how are they living in that midbar? What did they take out from Mitzrayim? Ugas matzos, how long could the ugas matzos last? A few weeks, a few months? 40 years, a whole nation? In middle of a midbar? It's not shaykh. Adarab. The greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, it was going to be mezgale through the gzeira, through the arboim shona b'midbar. It would adarab, v'imolech v'id Hashem es kol ha'aretz. V'imolech v'id Hashem es kol ha'aretz will be mezgal in so many ways, in the diktu kadin, in the midah keneged midah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoge. You didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach, yecholes of hanhoge. You'll see it and it will be shown to the world so much more. You're not going to benefit from it in a direct way. It's only your children. It's only as a nation you'll benefit. That door itself were punished. And they weren't zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's what Hashem said. V'yimalech v'yid Hashem es kol ha'aretz. That which the Meraglim tried to minimize only became so much stronger. And I'll add another point. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that time, v'yisa yodo ilohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises hand b'shvua, lahapil zarom bagoyim, ulizaroisom ba'arotzeis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeira that night. Atem b'chisem b'chia shel chinom. Because you were b'chia b'chia shel chinom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make that night a b'chia of doiris. Lel Tisha B'Av became the night of bechi for all the coming generations. That's the night. That's the day. That Tisha B'Av. The churbonis of the Batei HaMikdash. And Klai Yisrael went out to Golus. And the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us that they're going out to Golus was, the Gzeira was Nigzar. Because of that chait. Vayisa yodeleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them to Shvua. Vayirognu ba'aleim, they complained in their oihel. Vayimasu be'eretz chemdo, lo yeheminu lidvaroi. They were moist in Eretz Chemda and they didn't trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. Vayisa yodeleim, la'apil z'oisem ba'midbar. That he's going to make them all die out in the desert, and their children, their generations, that means me, you, all of us, will be thrown out to the Goyishan nations, will be spread out, the Zaroisom, Ba'arotzeis, in the diaspora. Tehillim, Kuvav, Psukim, Chav Dalid, Chav Hei, Chav Vov, Chav Zayin. There's a very famous Maimar of the Chosid Yavetz, who is one of the greatest from the Goyle Sfarad in 1492. He writes, Chai Oni. He writes it in Lashon of a Shvua. I look around at the Jewish history, the survival of the Jews throughout the thousands of years of persecution, being a se achas, being one little lamb surrounded by 70 wolves, the nations of the world, and Klal Yisrael survives. He says, Chayani, the survival of the nation of Klal Yisrael throughout all those years of Golus, with all, against all odds, is a greater nes and a pele than Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mon, Be'er Shel Miriam, anything that Klal Yisrael experienced in the most miraculous way. The continuity of the miracle of the survival of the Jewish nation is the greatest v'yimolei chvoid Hashem es kol ha'aretz. There's a remez over here. The chvoid Hashem that's nizgale in all corners of the world. At this moment in South Africa and in England and in the United States and in Canada, we're all, every single, wherever Jews are, being megale chvoid Hashem. And we're remnants, we're survivors. As of now, it's 1950 years since Churban Bayis Sheni, and throughout the whole Tkufa of Bayis Sheni, which were hard times for Klal Yisrael, Bayis Rishon, it's the greatest V'yimolei chvoid Hashem es kol ha'aretz. And here we are, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning His Torah, growing and steiging against all odds. That's the greatest Kvod Hashem that came out at the end of the day. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a Shvua. They minimized Hashem's Koyach. And they saw some, and ultimately, Adarabah. A tremendous Kiddush Hashem came out of it. It's always a point. A person can never go against the Rotzen Hashem, and a person will never be able to go against and do Kivyochel against Kvod Hashem. The only question is, are we going to be part of it, or it's going to be, or we're not part of it. Or sometimes it's going to be in spite of the Rishoyim's actions. Because Bochu says, Adarabah. I'll use the Rishoyim's Meisim, and I'll bring out from it the Kvod Hashem. There's a deeper point here that I also want to bring out. In the Medrash Rabbah, in this week's Parsha, it's Mavur, that Kivyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the initial idea of bringing Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael straight away, that's the initial plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there's a chisaron in it. What's going to happen? Klal Yisrael will come to Eretz Yisrael. Everyone will go, ish tachas gafnoi v'tachas te'enos v'torah matehe yoleo. What will be with the Torah? Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it will be better for them to be in the Midbar for 40 years. Ad she'tei Torah nivla'as be'ivorem. Till the Torah will be absorbed in their bones. Limud HaTorah will become part of the Jewish DNA. It's going to become part of the whole mitzias of what a Jew is. Then they'll be ro'i to be the Am Hashem, to be in Eretz Yisrael properly. And that's the full creation of the Jewish DNA. It's mevor in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem lechatchila wanted Klal Yisrael in this way. Now, Avada, the Pshuta Shel Mikra is definitely Kepshuta. Had Klal Yisrael been worthy, we would have been Zeich and Moshe Rabbeinu would have come into Eretz Yisrael with us, and it would have been straight away. It was because of the chait. But there was Lemaisa, B'sofo shel davar, being in Midbar 40 shana, had a tremendous benefit from it. And let's appreciate and understand what that benefit is. I want to go into a nachadar her over here, to go deeper into in the kudah here in the parasha. Had I had time properly, which I want to be mekatzer, I would go into the ma'apilim. Just one point, I'll just bring out the main point of the ma'apilim we see. Klal Yisrael were devastated the next day. V'yashkimu baboiker, they heard the nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and it hit them in their face. Their chet, how wrong they were. It hit them in their face, the opportunity that they lost of going into Eretz Yisrael to be zoiche, to that special madrega, the chutzpah that they had, and they were pained, and they wanted to do tshuva. The ma'apilim, you'll see in the Netziv, if you look in the Emek Dovar, almost all the mefarshim shtel on it, they meant their intentions were pure. They wanted more than that. When Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they wanted to go with the Mesiris Nefesh. They were willing to give up their lives to show their regret on their mistakes. Their regret on complaining. They wanted to show their Mesiris Nefesh for Eretz Yisrael. Their emunah and their bitachon. That even though they weren't promised that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save them, they wanted to show that they trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he won't let them down. And Moshe Rabbeinu is begging them, he says, V'hi lo titzlach. The Netziv tells what was their havamina, their shakti v'targa between them. But benkach o'benkach, they wanted to do tshuva. And it wasn't accepted. As Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you can only do tshuva the way Hashem says will be accepted. But Hashem telling you, don't go. They were Moshe Nefesh. The next day, after the Ma'apilim were killed, Klal Yisrael wished to brochen, geschmettert. They were broken, emotionally devastated. If you'll stop and think about it, what they have to wake up the next morning for? What's going to be the hemshech? To live another 30 years in the Midbar and not to go to Eretz Yisrael? A person set himself a spiritual goal. So came the Meraglim, they mixed them all up, and for one night, and they complained, and they decided it's wrong. Okay, then they chapped what a mistake they made. Okay, but then what's the future? There's no spiritual future. What's the point in going on living almost? Where are we heading to? What are we doing? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Klal Yisrael? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Klal Yisrael the next morning? What were they supposed to do now? We have a beautiful parasha. Straight after the mice of the Ma'apilim. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor. Go tell Klal Yisrael. What should he tell them? Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'amarto aleihem ki savoyu l'eretz moshfeisechem asher ani noisen lochem. V'asisem ishe l'Hashem. When you'll go into Eretz Yisrael, you'll have a whole different mahalach of being makriv korbanos, and there's a din of minchas nesochim. Isar and Soiles, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, go teach them mesechta menachas. It's time to sit down to learn mesechta menachas now. The next parasha, this is the ganze mesechta chale to learn. Zokt Rashi, biser lohem. He was mevaser to them, sheyikonsu laoretz. That ultimately, as a nation, they'll come to Eretz Israel. Vani hakoton, I understand, there's something so tremendous nechama. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu and he tells them, my dearest brothers, we're not going. We're not going to make it to Eretz Israel. We have to be in the Midbar for another 38 years. Abavasis. We have Mon, we have Be'er, we have Hashuras Hashchina, we have a Bismedrish. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave us now Masechta Menachos to do. He gave us Masechta Chala. We don't have the Knesset La'aretz physically. Aber the Lamdis, the Masechta, we have it all. Let's Bisur Lemshe Kansel La'aretz. We'll learn not Masechta Chala. You'll never get to be Mafresh Chala. No. Your Einik Lach will. Bisur, you'll be Mafresh Chala in all the Lamdis. You'll have it. You don't have Vasitsa, you don't have Menachis? No, you have the Lamdi, you lost everything. You have it. Exactly this point that the Medrash says, what's the point in going to Eretz Yisrael if they're just going to go to Dafar Gam Tehenosa? Elamai? You have to go into Eretz Yisrael. Sheyutur Nivlas Beyvarim. There's no greater way of creating Jewish DNA, of being which is being connected to Limud HaTorah, L'Shem Limud HaTorah, by being in the midbar, arba'im shana, there's nothing else what to do but to get up in the morning with the zrizus, to go to Moshe Rabbeinu shir, to work, sweat it out with the chavrusas, to work out the sugyas, to learn one sugya, the next sugya, to go into the tifkait of the inyonim, the lomdus of the sugyas. For 40 years at Klal Yisrael, and nothing with the midbar but to ligin and learning, and that's how they raise their children. Children grew into a matziv. You had a whole generation of yeshiva light sitting and learning basmod and nifla. There's no greater v'yimolei chvoid Hashem es kol haaretz. That limud haTorah is the yesod and the whole definition of what a Jew is about. Limud haTorah l'shem limud haTorah l'shem limud haTorah for dveikus, just in the limud haTorah itself. They won't ever be makrav a mincha. They'll never get to menachas. In meister, aber in the lomdes, they had it all. And they had the best rebbe in the world. Nothing like. They had a Moshe Rabbeinu. They had the best rebbe in the world. Mipi Ashchina. They were lacking nothing. They didn't have to be Isaac in anything. Nishkin daigis pan garnished. They had it all. And that's the full creation of the Jewish DNA. How we were created as a nation. Torah is our mahus. Torah is our essence. Ki hem chayenu, and that's our life. And that's the whole purpose of life. And that's the way the Jewish nation was created in the midbar. And that's how we have to establish each and every individual. When we establish ourselves, who we are, what we are as Jews. This is the metzias of Kiyem Chayenu, becoming a Lamdin, becoming a Talmud Chochem, Torah being our main focus, harving on a sugya, ein sugya, noch a sugya, and Beis Hashem weiter. That is the koyach, and that is the mahus of what a Jew is all about, and that's the mahus of what Klal Yisrael had to learn. It came through a gzeirin, it came through an oynish, because we weren't worthy, but at the end of the day, the beauty of Yimolei Chvoid Hashem Es Kol Haaretz came out. There were we've already been through almost 2,000 years of Golus of Bayis Sheni alone. But Klal Yisrael is a nation. We're flourishing. We flourished. Without having to be Bola Haaretz, just having the Masechtas, having the Torah. As Rav Hai Goen writes, Einu Moseinu Uma, what makes us into a nation, what defines us who we are, is only through our Torah. Zozoi Chazayin, weiter and weiter, Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach. A guten Shabbos.